at an even $6,000. And then any unforeseen issues will be addressed at that time. You know, materials are extra, so that price could go up. Then there's a second bid, and this is a not just a repair, but this is actually a replacement of the current Gasboy series. That comes in at a total of $14,618.05. So upon speaking with the fire companies, there's only one fire company that uses the pumps. Patchen in Boston does not. North Boston does. The squad does, and that is something that you know, Sean and Ellie and Allison and I, we've worked on for the squad contract. We're going to actually insert a line in there that the town will pay up to X, you know, X dollars. It's actually right now at that set of $2,000, but we're looking at putting in the language in there that will pay up to that amount, so it's in, contractually in there. That's something that wasn't there before. You know, when the bills came in, we just paid them. So that tightens that up and cleans that line item up. But anyway, going back to the use of this, right now Bob is tracking this. Basically, it's all manual, which is, you know, I'm sure a laborious task in itself of date, time, truck, quantity, et cetera. Think of it like pulling up to, you know, at least the way it was explained to me, think of it like pulling up to your vehicle, you know, at the gas station, putting in, I don't know, 23.25 gallons of fuel, and then writing down, you know, all that information and submitting it. So I see a couple phones that are connected. Bob, if you're on the line, feel free to chime in. Just as a friendly reminder, since we do have callers, if you will press star 6, that will mute your phone. Star 6 will also unmute your phone. So I'll pause for a moment to see if Bob is on the line. Bob, you're certainly welcome to chime in on this.
I'll take the quiet opportunity to mention that I'm audio recording. I don't want to get into the same, make the same mistake twice.
No problem. All right, I'm guessing Bob is not on the call yet. So, anyway, these are the dollar amounts we're looking at to repair this. Based off the, you know, procurement policy, we should be getting additional quotes. But we have asked to see if there's anyone else that can provide this service to us, to see if we can get another proposal. This may be the only entity. We have been down this path before in the past. But again, this is what we're looking at. We're looking at either a $6,000, and that, again, that number could potentially you know, move on us just because of the unforeseen issues will be addressed. So that is one, you know, question that I guess I was hoping that Bob would be here to address. And if he hops on, I'm hoping he can. Anyway, wanted to give everybody an update on the pumps. I will get these out to everybody so you can see those. Like I said, we just received those on the 30th. And the other thing that Bob did bring up, that we were awaiting some clarification on, which is why it's not on the agenda tonight. But at the last meeting, Bob said he could not get trucks. There were two trucks on the budget worksheets for the 2022 budget. Those were the two Ford F-550s. Bob said he was not able to get those next year, so he would like to shift that over to the loader estimate that was sent out and was discussed at the last meeting. Ellie had sent out an email to Bob. We did, to my knowledge, I don't believe we had received any information back on that yet. At least Ellie has not communicated that to me when we last spoke on it, which was today. So I guess we just need to know what direction we're going. Are we purchasing a single loader and foregoing two trucks, or are we going to try to go after the two trucks? I did speak to one of my counterparts over in Elma, who's a FASA highway superintendent. Anyway, he said that you know, if the lead time right now is roughly, actually I see Bob popping in, it looks like, actually. But the Lacey Ford is a potential contact over there. So I was hoping that there would be some, you know, possible feedback there. Bob, I see you dialed in. You're on mute. I can unmute you, or if you want to try to unmute, it's star 6. We're talking about the fuel pumps, and we're talking about the loader and the two trucks. Oh, there you are, Bob. I see that you're unmuted.
Okay, beautiful. Okay.
All right.
Here.
All right, cool. Sounds good. All right, so just to kind of recap, Bob, so I was just telling the board about the two quotes we got from the pump doctor. to get an idea of, you know, what direction we wanted to go. Do you have any recommendations on, you know, how you would want to see that move? You know, do you want to go with a total new unit, or did you want to go with that replacement? And what I explained to the board, at least according to the proposal, is that it's quoted at 6,000, but of course any unforeseen issues would be addressed, you know, based off of time and materials, which would be an extra cost above and beyond 6,000. So if you want to chime in on that and give us your opinion, you got the floor.
I definitely think we should go with the $6,000 figure instead of the $14,000. I mean, the pump, the tanks are already almost to their full life expectancy, and even if we do get above ground tanks, this system will work with that above ground tank. So I think the $6,000 one would be the way I would go.
Got it. Are you aware of any other work that might need, at least from your end? I mean, I know that's probably outside of your scope of understanding how that all works, maybe. I don't know, but you foresee that going, I don't know, $1,000 more, $2,000 more? Any thoughts?
I think the $6,000 figure should be pretty close to the $6,000 figure, and I don't see any unexpected costs to arise at this time, but that could happen, but I don't see it happening.
Okay. And the only other thing falling in line with our procurement policy, are you aware of any other vendors that could do this work, or is this one of those scenarios where Pump Doctor is the sole vendor that can provide the service?
Pretty much we looked and we can't find anybody else to do it. They were the one that installed this whole system back in the day when they did it. They're the ones that have been here taking care of it for the last 17 years since I've been here. I don't know of anyone else, and I would say they're the only ones.
Fair enough. Okay. Sean, do you have any other questions or thoughts on that as we move forward?
No. The original equipment installer, I think that's generally an exception to any of the competitive procurement anyway. But it sounds like there aren't likely many other vendors.
Okay. All right. Technically needs to be approved by, you know, this technically needs to be approved by board resolution. Bob, are you okay if we push this out to the next meeting, or?
That's fine with me. We've been okay as far as the parks and the highway department getting gas and fuel.
Okay.
There is a way we can do it, which we've been doing for the last 2 weeks, and we can do it for two more weeks without a problem. But being that it's kind of an emergency situation, I would think we could get this done before that. But if it takes two more weeks, that's fine with me.
Fair enough. Sean, do you have any opinion on that?
I think that the board would be within reason if it made an oral motion to approve the expenditure of $6,000 to repair the pump.
Fair enough. Okay. Bob, we'll handle that as a preliminary matter for you tonight. We'll get that taken care of.
My only question on that is, what account will that $6,000 come out of?
Well, right now it's predominantly being used for highway vehicles. The Patch and Fire Company doesn't use it. Boston doesn't use it. The squad does. So that is something that we have to take a look into, you know, how that's, you know, it gets broken out. You did give, you know, you provided the numbers to all of us at the last meeting on, you know, theoretically how that breaks out, but that is something that we would, you know, work on and try to figure out how to break that, you know, probably break that out.
But at our highway meetings, and I've talked to several highway superintendents, and they all totally agree that it is a general fund charge. It's nothing to do with the highways and the road right-of-ways and the highway equipment as far as trucks. This is part of buildings and grounds, which is a general fund charge. That's what everyone pretty much is 100% sure on.
Okay.
So if you want to look into that with the assault, it's no different than the salt barn roof or the highway roof or any other buildings and grounds. It's part of the, it's not part of the highway system.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, we do have some information on that, and, you know, certainly happy to, you know, look, like I said, we'll look into that and work with you on getting that taken care of. But, yeah, I guess the biggest thing right now is, you know, getting this moving, so that way once the white stuff starts to fly, that your crew gets the use of that pump without, you know, that workaround that you're currently doing. So that will be the preliminary matter.
The other question was on what the county, Erie County shared service thing?
Yes, that's on tonight's agenda.
Okay, and as far as that goes, I mean, you sign that agreement thing, we get copies, and we give it to Colden, we give it to Concord, whatever towns we work with, that's all we have for that. I don't know what you're looking for.
No, so, okay, I follow you. So we just needed the supporting documentation to go along with the resolution. That's what we were looking for. So the backstory on that, Bob, is what when Sean had drafted the resolution, at the last meeting, you had provided that documentation to Sean, so we had to get that actually back. So
right.
When he put together the packet, that's why. So that's what happened there. Yeah, everything is good on our end. It was just we didn't know if you had that, and maybe like an email that you could have sent over to Sandy, so she could have gotten that out quicker to the board members. That's all. But yeah, we've got everything we need.
That was what I gave you, and like I say, we got to have copies of that for you to keep, for me to keep, and to me to give the Colden a copy, and Concord a copy, and Eden a copy, Collins, whoever we work with, from what I was told.
Okay.
Yep, well, we can get copies of all that. So once it's put to the motion and it's approved, you know, Sandy will have the certified resolution that it had passed, and we can get that taken care of.
Okay. The one other thing I have while we're talking on the fuel pump situation is the pump doctor was here a few weeks ago when the card system kind of got messed up when the power went out and whatever happened. But it's an old system, and it had problems. So he fixed it, and it happened again. He says, look, it's past its time, and we need to do something different. So, I mean, we sent up a voucher, and we build it, quoted it, the buildings and grounds, and the bookkeeper, without even calling, switches it to the highway fuel account. That is not right. That's misappropriations of funds. It should not be charged to the highway fuel account.
And it's not a misappropriation of funds, and it's deemed as fuel. We check
no,
that.
No, it's not deemed as fuel. It's working on equipment, the pumps, the tanks. If we need a new fuel tank down there that costs a couple $100,000, it isn't the highway department, the highway tax money that pays for that. It's a general fund charge.
Okay. Well, again, Ali did send out a response on some of that, and yeah, I guess at the end of the day, the town board makes a final determination on the account in which it goes into.
Well, I'm just letting you know, you should look into that and find out, because I believe it's misappropriation of the funds when you bill to the highway, which is supposed to be money raised by taxes to work on highways and highway equipment, not on general funds, buildings and grounds, as far as the salt filling roof, the highway barn, anything like that. So I'm just not happy with that she changes them codes without contacting us. That's all I have.
Fair enough. Okay. Duly noted. I'll have Ellie follow up with you on that.
Thank you.
You will. The other thing why I got you, Bob, before you put yourself back on mute, I know there's some discussion at the last meeting regarding loader versus the two trucks. Now that the 2022 budget has passed, again, I know Ellie sent out an email on that as well. Are you still intending on going with the loader, or do you want to go with the, you know, try to see if you can find the two replacement trucks that you had, or were looking to?
Well, I've talked to the Ford dealers. I've talked to, there's a place in Rochester, and I've talked to Westford Ford. They're not even taking orders for trucks now. We will not get trucks in 2022. Same as the Chevy trucks. We had to order them back in August, and back in August, we don't start doing the budget process, and I don't know what's getting approved, so I didn't order trucks. I go there after you tell me the budget's approved, but the guy laughed at me and says, well, you had to order these trucks back in August, not in November. So he says there's nothing available now. So the loader we could possibly get in by next November, not guaranteed, but now that the strike is over, I believe we could get the high lift in, so we could use the money that we were going to spend on the trucks. But if you want to roll that money over and encumber it or whatever you call that, it's up to you. But I think we've got more of a chance of getting a high lift before we have of getting any new trucks at this point.
Okay. Just curious, have you checked with the Lacey Board? Because I did reach out, you know, past highway superintendent, now supervisor over in Elm. I did reach out to him. He's the one who gave me the name of the Lacey Ford, and he said that they were about 6 to 7 months out. And I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm just trying to help you out, trying to find a way to possibly get the truck, because I know that, you know, the guys, that was something that they were looking at, and, you know, they borrowed the one from Colden, and, you know, you guys have put some time into researching on what you wanted down there, and I just figured I'd try to help. Is that something that the Lacey Ford was able to deliver?
Well, you know what, if you want me to contact the Lacey Ford, I will do that, but I don't know if that's for the heavy-duty trucks, like the F-600s, like we want to get for a plow truck. That might be for pickup trucks. I'm not sure, but I will contact that guy. You gave me his name. I will contact him tomorrow and see what he can come up with.
Yeah. And if he can, just, yeah, truly, if he can't, I mean, at the end of the day, when the budget's passed, you know, by the town board, the budget's yours to manage, so just feel free to let us know how you want to move, and we'll work with you to, you know, either shift over to the loader or start working on the trucks, whatever you need.
The trucks, especially heavy-duty, are backlogged, like all trucks, because of the chip. So yeah, we can buy a new used that might be more opportunities for that within the next few months. But we're back, most of the U.S. Auto industry is backlogged about 4 to 6 months.
Okay. So that's on par with what Wayne was saying then. Okay. Well, we'll figure that one out, and we'll go from there. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Wooden chairs, just an update on those from the last meeting. I know we discussed roughly $5 per chair. Right now we're looking at the second week of January is the time that we're going to try to schedule that, get that information out to the public, and try to move that those items. I just a follow-up, I did confirm, I spoke with a little bit, it's Teresa, our past nutrition staff member. She's confirmed that she would want to work on a volunteer basis only for the nutrition program, so that'll help when Lori and Pat are both down in Florida. Tablets. I don't know if the board has given any thought to the tablets. I know we're kind of, it seems like it was a warm conversation, not a cold one. Is this something that we would want to take a look at? And the reason I ask is Allison and Nick Fedaro and I, we had a meeting just the other day, and we were talking about tablets. And if we decide to go the route of tablets, as a board, here we go. We should set up some kind of a policy on tablets, making sure that we get that taxpayer property back. You know, should there, you know, be change in board, those type of things, proper use. Do we want to restrict them to, let's say, email only or web access only, and not allow any apps, which we could also determine what apps we want. Say, for an example, there's a GoToMeeting app. You could put that on your tablet. You know, on the line of tablets, Nick did also suggest that if we did not want to go tablets, we could certainly go Chromebooks. You know, get price point. He says you'll probably get about 2 to 3 years out of them, maybe, depending on, he says they are kind of a hit and miss piece of hardware. Just depends on how they're made and how long they last.
And the intent of these are to what? Remind me, please.
Basically to get away from paper, truthfully. So we're right now we're looking at, actually the price went up. So the price that I quoted at the last meeting, so 2 weeks ago, the price of paper has gone up like everything else in the world. But we're looking at probably a 6 month supply, probably about $2,200 to $2,300 for paper.
Okay, but this would be for.
So instead of having
board.
But like right now, I don't know how much, truthfully, Jen, I think your packet's still up there when I grabbed the mail today, but say for an example, you know, packets, I mean, going back to this virtual world, everything's electronic, so if the town board is comfortable staying in the electronic format, that's fine. I know Rich had expressed that he would still like a paper copy. You know, Bob, you know, I know Bob likes a paper copy. He brought that up once before. There's no problems doing that. We're just looking at, especially with water projects and other big things coming up, we're going to be likely going through a lot of papers. So we're just looking for a way to...
Right, but this would be for zoning, planning boards... code and for, like, what do we, where's the target?
Town board right now. Zoning board, planning board, maybe down the road. Speaking with my the peers, I guess I'll say my peers, fellow supervisors, they will give the chairperson a laptop or tablet, but not all the other respective members.
And then would they be able to have access to the town's drives? Like when I had to go into the code office in order to get those emails, I could not get them from my Gmail. I had to go into the town. So with the secretary of the board's possibly out of the commission for a little bit, right? She would be able to perform town business at home. I just wasn't sure if that's where we were going, like a code enforcer. If they had to work from home, right? Is that we are offering that opportunity?
We could.
Okay. Because not everybody, you know, we ran into that with Kathy. Not everybody had the luxury of having a laptop or monitors and keyboards and stuff, so.
Yeah, so that's, right now we have one floater laptop. There's a laptop for, basically one, there's one laptop for just about every office that's here. So, God, I hope we don't have this conversation down the road. But if we get back to where things were last year, or a staff member says that they feel more comfortable working at home, do we have that flexibility to, I guess I'll say transition over to that for a short period of time? Yes, we do. Could those laptops be used, in that additional function? Yes. Speaking with the town of Aurora, again, they're the ones that allow their chairpersons to utilize the tablet slash laptop. And the reason being is that's an example in a planning board sense. If there's a large, if there's a map or there's designs and drawings, things of that nature, they're a little bit more up on their technology over there. I mean, you just built a whole new town hall, so it's beautiful. Everything they could ever want was added in there. But they have a screen that drops down out of the ceiling. Give me an idea, they got a projector that drops down out of the ceiling and screens. We could do something in a similar fashion with just our projector and screen that they could tie into that and then present to the public and anybody that's there for, say, a public hearing or displaying plans, so anybody that's sitting in the audience could see exactly what the planning board or zoning board of appeals members are seeing. Technically, we could do the same thing as board members.
But they wouldn't have the internet access yet.
Into their town email. Yes, so as far as access, Microsoft, it is what it is. They make their money off of their Office Suite, Word, Excel, PowerPoint access, and also what they call OneDrive. OneDrive, it's called the file hierarchy. Basically, it's just the way you look at your files. It's not the same flow as it is on your computer. So we are looking at Dropbox and then another service called Box. Nick said either service is great. Seems like Dropbox is going to be the cheaper solution for the same year subscription. I look at it from a simplicity of use. I want someone, if they're used to sitting in front of a computer and double-clicking on the folder that's on their desktop and seeing how that folder moves, same format. With Dropbox, it's pretty much the same exact flow. And then if the document was updated, so say for an example, I don't know, basic keating, building an accessory building, and then there's a new document or there's something that gets updated, as soon as the code enforcement office, let's say, gets my new plans or something that's revised and is dragged in there, everybody gets that notification, hey, this file was updated. So it's kind of a living document plus notifications on top of that, which anybody that has a smartphone nowadays is used to notifications in that sense. So that's one of the things that we're kind of talking about. Like anything else, we have to be cognizant of, we're putting information in that virtual world. So, it's just a matter of, are the users comfortable in that sense? Not saying that everybody is, tech savvy. For Nick and Allison and I, gosh, we went 10 different directions just looking for different ideas and strategies on how to try to streamline some of the processes and make things simple. So, again, whether it's virtual or even in person, they have access to that information. So one of the thoughts were all of our seats up at, or all of the seats have them. They're up at the bench. They all have the they all have the internet access. So you could theoretically plug in. You can also connect to Wi-Fi. Once you're connected to our network, it's just logging in. One of the big things with insurance and otherwise is the multi-factor authentication, which that's a love or hate topic depending on who you talk to, but that's where you log in with your original username and password, and then you'll have, like, let's say a cell phone or a secondary or an email that you have to go find and you retrieve that comes pops into your email saying, okay, the access code for this for this is, you know, 123456. You key that in and in you go. So that's how we can safeguard some of this information. Most of it's public for the most part anyway. I mean, the board packets go out on the website. There's really nothing top secret. So, yeah, we had a lot of good discussion. Actually, we last almost 2 hours. But that is something we're taking a look at. Actually, Ellie and Allison and I, since the beginning of the pandemic, we've been using Dropbox here, and it's actually worked out pretty well. And we can change and update files and documents. And in some cases, you can edit live. There's a lot of functionality to it if you're comfortable with that. And again, it's that comfort level where, you know, we're introducing technology to new potential people on the boards. I'm trying to get into the age side of things, but, you know, there are people that are not comfortable with technology. So trying to be aware of that and keep that in the back of the mind while we're making these decisions. So.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Instead of focusing on the tablets and the hardware associated with it, it seems like it would make more sense to focus on the shared pieces rather than the individual pieces. You mentioned Dropbox, etc., or you drop money for tablets and so forth. Which is all, you know, that's all latest and sexy and stuff like that. I'm looking at a room full of people that already have most of this technology, the personal end of it. It seems like it would make sense to focus more on the shared stuff. Thank you for your time.
Sure. So, Jay, when you're saying shared, you're referring to identify a service that would be useful and then allow, for an example, the board members to use their own laptops or, you know, personal computers, whatever you want to say, tablets, or even for that matter. Is that what you're referring to? Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So that's a conversation. So the only concern is, you know, this is a hypothetical. You know, obviously these are conversations that need to be had to see what kind of feedback we as a town board receive. But that would be, if we do ask a zoning board member, planning board member, conservation advisory council member, and if we ask them to use their computer, are they going to be comfortable with that? You know, that's a whole other, you know, again, there's a lot, many moving parts of this. You're absolutely correct. Yeah, we did go down that conversation. Say, for an example, the multi-factor authentication. A lot of people use a cell phone, so that people are, you know, there's been some resistance in other municipalities of multi-factor authentication. Well, you're telling me to use my personal cell phone. You're not paying for it. Are you going to reimburse me for part of my cell phone bill? Yeah, that whole conversation. So, yeah, like I said, this is a long conversation, but no, very good, very valid points. And I know the assessor and code enforcement, you know, they've talked about this. There was an old shared file service that was established many moons ago. It kind of trailed off. And my personal opinion is, at least from what I've found out so far, I think it's just due to lack of understanding how it works, and then also the comfort level of utilizing that function of the technology, I think is really what it boiled down to. So, you know, it's the adoption of that new technology, being comfortable with technology as we, you know, move forward on some of these decisions. But just, again, just a thought out there, but that was something we did discuss. So, all right, so Larry talked highway trucks, gas tanks. I don't know if anybody else has anything else. I don't want to skip ahead too far. We've got about a half hour before we go into our meeting. Okay. No comment. One of the other things that I identified through Erie County, working on this with the New York State DEC, Erie County has historically received, sitting on the NUS board as their treasurer, we've always received some kind of where we've applied for grant funding for the household hazardous waste and e-waste collection events. Looking to see, we're using a small couple paragraphs here to see if the town of Boston or other municipalities who have brought in the At Your Door service, would we be potentially eligible for that grant funding? Because the municipality would have to provide the service, which they don't exclude contracting out for it. That's nowhere in the language. And on top of that, the DEC would have to approve it. So I've already spoken with her name's Marion Buckley. She sits on the NUS board. I've spoken with her. She's kind of raised that up the flagpole. But I figured even if we get a few thousand dollars for that, $10,000, even get more, that'd be a nice way to offset that service to the community. So we'll see what happens there. And that's actually a renewing annual grant that can be applied for. That's something that the county has done for a while. So something that Gary Carroll from Erie County brought up, and he and I are kind of spearheading this and taking it on to see if we can get that from the communities, because that would truly be a big selling point for the program, too, that, hey, you know, you're going to spend X amount of dollars, but can potentially recuperate some of that with an annual, at least in Boston State, continues to fund the program, renewing program. And, again, they pick up a pretty large portion of some of the other events at the county level. Those events are just sadly getting more expensive. $60,000, $70,000 is almost par for those events these days. So I just want to give everybody an update on that. Hopefully that pans out. That'd be really good for the town. Pat White, went to run this by the board. Pat White gave us a proposal for the wall in the planning board room, and this is something we're all interested in doing. But where that little alcove, I call it the alcove, where that little nook is, where the microwave and storage is right now, to clean that up so we're not looking at storage all the time. Pat White has given us a proposal of $1,800. Sean has reached out to two other places. He has not heard back. But anyway, Pat White, $1,800 says we're looking at for a wall that will basically be that's the framing. It's a 36-inch door. Drywall, basically everything we need for that wall to be put up in place and to box that off and clean it up. So if we get more quotes.
That sounds like a really fantastic price. And I know he's self-insured. I mean, he's a single owner, so when the owner does it, he doesn't have to do prevailing wage for his workers. So maybe that's why he's coming in so cheap, right? I mean,
I don't know. Right. No, I'm smiling too, Kathy. He came in and he smiled. He says, "Here," he goes, "I hope you're happy with this." I looked at them like, "Wow, that's fantastic." But yeah, he's the only one so far. While on the topic of Pat White, he is looking to retire in the near future. He hasn't committed when. Sadly, we all get older. We don't get younger. So he's looking to retire. But he said, he's going to miss the town of Boston in the future.
He's done a lot of work for us over the years. I know. He's a great guy.
Yeah. So anyway, $1,800. I don't know if we're going to get any other quotes, but I told Sean, don't sweat it. We'll carry this out to the next board meeting as well and go from there. There's the updates on there. Don't know if we need to go into executive session on this one, but on the topic of interviews for code enforcement, if we're all okay on the path that we've all previously discussed, does anyone have the time or are they willing to do interviews for positions?
I certainly don't mind conducting the interviews, Jason.
Okay.
Be helpful to another person. Available.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about everybody else's schedule. I mean, Mike, I know your schedule's kind of, you know, I guess I'll call it flexible. So if you want to queue some stuff up and let me know, I mean, if I'm free, I'm happy to sit in on.
Yeah, me too. If depending on what times, right?
Yep.
For both of them?
Yeah. Okay, so we've got the list that, you know, was sent out to everybody in the email. I guess if you need it, let me know. But I guess we'll reach out to these individuals and see what the interest is. We'll go from there. So that's that. That is something that we'll need to make a decision on. And I think it's one of those things. I don't know if anyone else wants to partake in this. Yeah, I know we've got some other callers here, but for sake of the count, yeah, for our, some of our guests that are on this call as well, I will, myself and or someone else, if you'd like to join, we'll need to have some conversations in the very near future, like this week, next week, because reappointment letters are going to be requested to this December 1st, because we have one more board meeting and then we have the reorganization. Just want to make sure. And if there's any, if anybody has any questions, concerns, wants to talk about anything, you know how to find me, feel free to give me a shout, give me a call. I'm happy to discuss this. All right. 7:10. The NIMA renewal is in there. I don't know if everybody got a chance to read through all of that, but we did pour through that. We're looking at roughly a 5.41% increase. And so that is due to the fact that we have newer equipment coming in and some equipment that was not on the original list that was added. The big thing right now is cyber. Nick Allison and I had a conversation regarding cyber. Cyber is getting more and more difficult for municipalities. It is what it is to even acquire cyber coverage just because municipalities, for the most part, I don't want to say they don't make it a priority, but it's not on the forefront of their minds. And then sad but true, but once they have the attack, then they're like, oh my gosh, I need help. You know, this is going to be expensive. And here we are. So there's a questionnaire. Allison and Nick and I, we sat down, we talked about it. We're okay on some things. Other things we need to tighten up. But that's kind of where the cyber insurance world is right now. I'll keep you all posted on that. I don't know if anybody has any questions on cyber insurance, because it's a... That could definitely be a long conversation, but feel free to ask any questions if you have any on it. Right now, we have it. So. All right. Nobody has anything else to say. I think I've gone through just about everything that I've got on my list. Is there anything else we want to talk about? Water, Keller Road, that emergency repair was supposed to be done today. That was posted out on website Speed Media. I'm looking at the particular information. I'm waiting for any kind of water threat. I've heard nothing, and at least according to my wife, I haven't been home yet today. The water was never turned off at our house, so I'm hoping it got done today. Because we put out the notice, I got the note in my mailbox that it was going to be done, but the water was never turned off. I don't have an update for you on that. It was scheduled for today.
I do have one tidbit of information to offer. Spoken to five of the six pastors here in Boston, and all are interested in participating in a rotating invocation for town board meetings. The fact that this one is virtual will add another nice twist to it. I listened at the last agenda review where it was brought up, and everybody seemed to be at least either neutral or in agreement. Personally, I think it's a great idea, and as long as the board is open to it, it is moving along reasonably well. My hope is that sometime before the end of the year, I'll be able to get the five. The one that's missing is Good Shepherd Lutheran. They're in dire straits in terms of a parish. So I haven't heard anything from anyone there. But I've learned the names of all of the various pastors, and they all seem to be interested. So between now and I hope the beginning of the year, I'll be able to bring them all together, and we would be able to reintroduce an invocation to the bi-month or the twice-monthly meetings.
No, that's great. That really is, Jay. I know when we talked, at least as a board, when we talked about it the last time, that there's no concern by us, so certainly happy to help support that. Any of the parishes, pastors, have any questions, they're certainly welcome to give me a call at any time. I'm happy to answer any questions they might have. And with our current state of affairs, I have a feeling that, again, I wish it wasn't so. It's just our world. Hopefully we can turn back to in person, but right now here's our virtual world at the moment.
Like I said, they all seem to be interested. I'm not sure of their technical abilities, but like I said, between now and the end of the year, I hope to be able to pull them all together and, okay, gentlemen, how do you want to do it? And we'll see where it goes.
Sounds good. Okay. So, then two things. These are just kind of updates. Steve Tanner, he's with Clark Patterson Lee. He did send over an email here regarding the first phase of our water projects for next year. They're looking to put that out to bid as early as January of next year. So as soon as we have some information, more information on that, I'll be sure to get that out to everyone. But in the meantime, everybody has a map plan report. If you need it, you need to kick it back out to you, say it's at the top of your box, you know, let me know. I know there's a lot of emails floating around with water. We're going to be talking about water for the foreseeable future. But anyway, that will be going out January.
Jason? Hey, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I know our agenda review time is getting short. How would we go into executive session to discuss personnel matter?
Well, I could create a new meeting real quick, and we could bounce out into executive session, and then everyone that's on the call would use the same phone number or, you know, click on the link again to get back in.
I think it's important that we do that very quickly.
Does everyone, you don't have to unmute yourself, does everyone have access to their email right now? If not, I can give you a phone number. Okay. For simplicity's sake, because we do have a few callers on the line, I'm almost inclined, if the board is okay with this, and Sean as well, since he's our counsel, I can create the meeting. It's a phone number. We dial in by phone. I put everybody basically on pause here, so we don't lose anyone that's on the call right now, so they're not inconvenient. If I had to call back in, I will mute all microphones, and then all five of us town board members, and certainly Sean and Rich as deputy supervisors, welcome to attend on this. If that sounds okay, then everybody's acceptable to that. We can jump over by phone. Is that amicable to everyone? Okay. I see a lot of heads shaking. Yes.
Jason, you just need a motion to enter into executive session for a proper purpose, which I assume would be to discuss the hiring, firing, promotion, or appointment of a particular person.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. I will second. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All right, guys. So, executive session information should be sitting at your inbox as quick as the internet talks to all of you. And I'm going to mute to all the callers on the line. I'm going to mute everyone once we return. I'll certainly announce that, and we'll go from there. So everyone, please stand by, and we'll be back for the 7:30 town board meeting. I see that we have got some callers on the line. For anyone dialing in with a phone, cell phone, et cetera, it is *6 to mute your phone. I kindly ask that you keep your line muted so there's no echo for the town board meeting. And for the open floor session, it is 3 minutes per individual. All announcements. Oh.
7:32 p.m.
Councilwoman Selby?
Present.
This conference will now be recorded.
Councilman Cardichini?
Present.
Supervisor Keating?
Present.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Present.
Councilwoman Martin?
Present.
Councilman Cardichini, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Tonight we do have one preliminary matter that was discussed at the work session. Just grabbing the information here. So at the highway barn, the unit that allows the system to, the system that allows the highway trucks, parks trucks, et cetera, access the fuel system was damaged with the recent power outages and fluctuations that were happening in town. The town board, highway superintendent, and we discussed this, and there was a estimate that came in from the pump doctor. It was dated on November 30th, 2021. The total dollar amount was $6,000. There was a note, I will make this remark, that any unforeseen issues will be addressed at that time, and time and materials could be extra. But as of today, I'd like to make a motion to approve this repair that the highway superintendent is recommending from the pump doctor in the amount of $6,000, and should anything change, that will be brought up at a future town board meeting.
I agree.
Councilor Rizzotti?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, moving along to item number two under regular business this evening is item number one, which is the correction and adoption of the minutes. There's a the minutes from the November 3rd, 2021 town board meeting, and then there's also a special town board meeting held on November 18th, 2021. And Councilwoman Selby, would you like to take that item tonight?
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I had the opportunity to review the minutes of the two meetings in November, November 3rd, 2021, and also November 18th, 2021. And I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, item number two under the regular business is the consideration of all fund bills. And Councilman Cardichini, would you like to take that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I've reviewed the fund bills that we need to approve in the amount of $16,932.25, and I make motion to carry forth with paying the bills.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Moving along to item number three under the agenda for this evening is correspondence. We have 10 pieces of correspondence. They've all been received and filed with the town clerk's office. Item number one is the October income statement. Item number two is the resignation letter from David Potempa from the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Item number three is the North Boston Fire Company, Form 990, which is a contractual obligation. Item number four is the Boston Fire Company, Form 990. Item number five is the Penflex Fire District Service Award Point Executive Summary, and that's been also provided to all board members. Item number six is the Association of Towns 2022 Newly Elected Officials Training School. And then item number seven is the Association of Towns 2022 Annual Meeting and Training School. Item number eight is a letter from resident Susan Brian. Item number nine is a letter from Cornell University for the Erie County COVID-19 pandemic response. And item number 10 is notification from the Zoning Board of Appeals of the cancellation of the December 2nd, 2021 town board meeting. Again, all of those have been received and filed with the town clerk's office. Moving along to item number four, new business for this evening. Item number one is request from the floor. I will open up the floor for public comment. Again, for just some housekeeping things, items is it is star six to unmute your phone. And then, again, kindly, I ask that after the three-minute time limit that you press star six again to mute your phone so there's no feedback and everyone can hear everybody. But the floor is open, and I will pause. All right. There's been no comment, but I will, once again, it is star six if you're dialing in with a phone. If you're using the app, there is the microphone button. Give it a few more moments here. All right, no comment. I will close the floor for public comment. Item number two tonight under new business is Resolution 2021-70, which is the payment of the insurance premium. Councilwoman Martin, would you like to take that item tonight?
Yes, Supervisor. Resolution number 2021-70 basically says the town board of the town of Boston hereby authorizes payment upon receipt of an invoice for the time period of January 1st, 2022 to January 1st of 2023 for the New York Municipal Insurance Reciprocal Policy Premium plus fees of a total of $71,335.56. I make a motion to approve this resolution.
I'll second. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carachini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, item number three tonight under new business is Resolution 2021-71, which is the Intermunicipal Highway Shared Services Agreement. And Councilman Carachini, would you like to take that item?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I'm sorry, I was muted. At this time, I'd like to make a motion that we approve resolution number 2021-71, which creates a intermunicipal highway shared services agreement.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carachini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Item number four tonight is Resolution 2021-72, which is an intermunicipal agreement with Erie County for the comprehensive plan update. Councilwoman Lukacik, would you like to take this item?
Sure. just wanted to make a motion that we schedule the public hearing for our Boston Emergency Squad. It would most likely be on Monday.
Hey, Jen. Item number four, Jen. Resolution 2021-72 for the comprehensive plan funding that we received.
Then I'm looking at a wrong... My bad. Nope. I'm looking at a wrong packet then. But I still have the asterisks on this one. Give it to someone else. Let me get my...
No problem. Nope, take it.
Sorry.
That's okay. Jen, I'll take this one for you while you're grabbing that. So it's resolution, item number 4 tonight under new business is resolution 2021-72, which is an intermunicipal agreement with the Erie County for the comprehensive plan update. I'd like to make a motion to approve this resolution. This is actually some great news for the town of Boston. We were able to be awarded from Erie County $25,000 towards updating our town's comprehensive plan over the next few years. So I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 2021-72.
I definitely second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 5 tonight under new business is schedule a public hearing for the Boston Emergency Squad. And Councilwoman Martin, would you like to take that item?
Sure, Supervisor. The only paper I have here is scheduling a public meeting, a public hearing for the Boston Emergency Squad. I make a motion to approve that public hearing.
Yes, I will actually add, Kelly, one of the things that actually came up late today, the town clerk and I spoke on this. We have spoken with the Boston Emergency Squad, and that public hearing we'd like to schedule for January 5th, 2022. And I will second that motion.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Item number 6 tonight is an application for use of town meeting facility to the Hillside Riders 4-H Club. And Councilwoman Selby, would you like to take that item tonight?
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I'd like to make a motion to approve the application for the use of town meeting facility from the Hillside Riders 4-H Club, and it would be, they're requesting the Town Hall Community Room with the kitchen on Monday starting December 6th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, according to the schedule that's provided. I'd like to make that motion.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 7 under new business this evening is to amend the application for the use of town meeting facility for Connect Life. Councilman Carticchini, would you like to take that item?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. At this time, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the amended application of use of town meeting facility. Town Clerk Quinlan, are there any conflicts with the dates?
No, there are not.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion that we approve this application for use of town meeting facility for the Connect Life Blood Drive.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, that finishes our new business tonight. Moving on to old business for this evening, item number 5 is item number 1 is appoint a regular Zoning Board of Appeals member, Robert Ballard. The term would run through April 1st, 2025. And Councilwoman Martin, would you like to take that item?
Yes, Supervisor. I'd like to make a motion to appoint Robert Ballard to be a regular zoning board member, and the term would end on April 1st, 2025.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Curtichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, so that finishes up our old business. Moving on to reports and presentations. Highway Superintendent, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. First, I'd like to thank the board for approving to get our fuel pumps fixed. I will contact the pump doctor tomorrow, and hopefully by the end of the week or beginning of next week, we'll get that fixed. Other than that, all I have is leaf pickup is pretty much over. We're going to go around one more time because there's a few piles out, and I'm sure by the weekend and over the weekend there will be many more piles. So hopefully one more time around, we'll wrap it up for the leaf pickup. The guy's been out plowing a few times. Everything's going pretty well. And other than that, that's all I have tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And Councilwoman Selby, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I just want to say that I commend you, Jason, for calling this meeting virtually. As much as we don't want to have a virtual meeting, I see what's going on in the schools, and it's frightening when I see 20, 30 cases, positive cases every day. It just really hits close to home when people we see a lot in our office are all of a sudden out for several weeks. So as much as we don't like to have these meetings, I think at this point it's necessary. And thank you for, I'm sure, recognizing this reality and acting on it so quickly. Besides that, I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving, safe Thanksgiving, and have a happy coming shopping season, and keep your distance, keep your mask on, as much as we hate to have that be the reality right now. But just want to keep everybody safe and healthy. That's all I have right now.
All right. Thank you very much. Councilman Curtichini, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I'd like to first thank the board. COVID hit home in my household, and I was out of pocket for more weeks than I'd like to, mention. I just wanted to thank the board for the support, checking on me and the family, providing the information so I could at least participate in agenda reviews. I've really prided myself on, my attendance record in office, and it was very difficult for me to miss two board meetings in person, and now we're back to virtual, which none of us want to be on, but certainly we're the need for it. I'd also like to take the opportunity to thank resident Jay Jackson for taking the lead to reestablish the invocation. I think that will be a very nice touch to our meetings, which, for the most part have been relatively pleasant. Just one more thing, to add more of a small town feel, which is what we all love about the town of Boston. And I would like to, also thank, Supervisor Keating and our grant writer, Connie Miner, for the hard work that they did to secure the grant, the $25,000 grant for the comprehensive plan update that we all collectively as a board want to move forward with. That's a great win for our town, and I wanted to thank you, Jason, for the effort there, and also publicly Connie Miner, who is nothing short of exceptional when it comes to understanding the process of grant writing. But in order to even apply for some of these grants, Jason, I know that there's a lot of, there's a lot that goes into understanding what's available and then, implementing the plan with the grant writer to get to bring these funds to town. And I think that that's some of the quiet work that a lot of people don't understand
the degree of time and effort that it takes to bring those funds to the town. So I wanted to thank you for that. That's all I have tonight.
Thank you very much. And Councilwoman Lukacek, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Yes, actually, Mike is correct in writing requests for grants. It is a very tedious job. There's a way to do it. So your request gets looked at, and I want to mimic that. Connie is doing a fantastic job for our town, and thank you, Jason, for helping to push that. So looking forward to working with getting bids out so we can start our comp plan. With that, the planning board is scheduled at this time to have their meeting on December 14th. I believe that they had one or two applicants. Sean and I, am I correct in that?
I actually haven't seen any information on the agenda. Oh. It has not been canceled. So.
Oh, right. Yep. Okay. So they haven't received it yet. Okay. Thank you very much. So what Kathy had said, the numbers are going up in my workplace, actually higher than they were last year. So it is scary, and we wear masks, unfortunately, 24/7 while we're at work. We haven't had contact tracing work related, but I can appreciate what families go through, and my heart goes out to everyone who's affected. So stay safe, keep the masks on, get vaxxed, and that's all I got.
All right. And Councilwoman Martin, you have the floor.
Thank you, Jason. And Jason, I'd like to thank you as well for initiating going back to virtual. Like Mike said, and Kathy and Jen, we all agree that it's not the best way to get town board information to each other, and it's a little more challenging, especially when we're trying to go into executive session and it doesn't work out so well. But thank you for that. And other than that, everybody, I hope you all had a very blessed Thanksgiving, and I hope we all have a very safe and happy holiday season.
All right, thank you. And Madam Clerk, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. The Town Clerk report for November 2021 has been submitted to the Supervisor's Office. Code Enforcement Officer's reports for October 2021 have been filed in my office. I just wanted to report back for the last Connect Life blood drive that was on Tuesday, November 16th. There were 36 people that had signed in. 30 pints of blood was collected, which has the potential to save 90 lives. I thought that was pretty amazing. And I wanted to report that we did lose an upstanding member of our community. June Gaylor had passed away in November. She was a lifelong resident of Boston. She was a retired high school teacher and the owner of Gaylor's Barn. June was a friend to many, and if you knew her long enough, you would become her family. So I just wanted to report on that. And that is... Oh, no, I do have one more thing. I'm sorry. We anticipate that the sharing tree will be ready the end of this week or beginning of next week. So each tag will have a name, age, and a wish list of a community child waiting for one of Santa's helpers to choose a tag from the tree. So that is all I have. Thank you.
Yep, and thank you. I'll thank all the board members, you know, for, you know, the kind words. You know, the grant for the comprehensive plan, that was something that, truthfully, I learned through the Erie County Department of Environment and Planning. I sit on the project selection committee, and it was something that Paul DiRolando from Erie County had brought to my attention. And I will echo what everyone else had said. Connie Miner is an amazing grant writer, has done a tremendous amount of work for the town of Boston. Really, I think we all sing her praises because she really just does an excellent job. She put the application together in a pretty short timeline
And again, the $25,000 that we were awarded from Erie County is a substantially big deal for the town of Boston. So thanks to Connie, and thank you, board members, you know, for that. That's what we do. You know, we all work together to do, you know, great work for our town. There is one other grant opportunity out there. I will add on to that. We do have our hat in the ring for some state funding, potentially. I don't know if we will be awarded that. Last time the town applied for this, this was quite a while ago. We weren't ranked high enough. But, again, if we can get some additional money for the comprehensive plan, again, that will certainly be something that will keep that cost down to the taxpayers while we update that comprehensive plan. And there will be a lot more feedback from the town board side of things as we move forward on the comprehensive plan, because we will be looking for public input and feedback and what the citizens want the town to look like as far as our business districts and residential areas, et cetera. So a lot more to come on that, and it's exciting. You know, for me, it's certainly exciting. I'm looking forward to this. You know, gosh, here I go. I don't have much else to report tonight, but I will echo what everyone else has said. I don't want to keep talking about COVID forever, but it seems like it's, you know, we're in an endemic. I've chalked it up to that. But I can't emphasize enough. Please be careful when you're out right now. I know I've been getting some pushback on things. That's fine. People are entitled to their opinions and whatnot. But what I can tell you is that, yes, county numbers are high. Not everybody goes into the hospital. I acknowledge that. You know, I may have a runny nose and the sniffles where someone else, quite frankly, 5 to 6 days later may pass away. And that is something that did happen to a resident in our community. Leaves behind a wife and two little children. These stories are real. It is serious. Again, not everybody's going to be affected the same way. I wish it was a cookie cutter template and I could say that things were okay. They're just not right now. Again, I don't want to continue to emphasize masks and, yeah, again, the vaccine is a choice. Please work with your primary care physician and or doctor. It's not my physician or my authority to tell someone to get a vaccine. That is a choice at this stage. And so if someone is interested and they're looking for facts and clear information, please work with your primary care physician and your doctor. If you're not vaccinated, again, that is a choice at this stage of the game. I won't get into the politics or anything like that. But again, what's happening is that the hospital rates are going, you know, are going up to the extent where, again, I'm bringing some of the factual information that's actually affecting and impacting the town of Boston. Just the town of Boston. Our emergency squad just the other night had to wait over 3.5 hours for a bed to open while the patient was on a gurney. And I will tell you that I'm not privy to the medical information or the reason for that transport. But what I can say is that with the winter season upon us, the slips, the trips, the falls on the ice, the snow, motor vehicle accidents, car going off the road, somebody not stopping, those are all going to be a compounding factor of all this. If somebody needs to go to the hospital for gallstones, somebody needs to go because they slipped and fell and hit their head, that could very well be any one of us in our community. So please just be cognizant of what you're doing. I'm not saying don't go hang, you know, spend time with your friends, your family. That's important too. There's a mental health component and aspect to all of this. But again, the numbers are rising. Wyoming County just declared a state of emergency late this afternoon. I've been watching this constantly and working with Erie County and others to get the information. I'm just encouraging everyone to please be safe out there. If you're comfortable being vaccinated, please get the vaccine. Please get the booster. I'm planning on getting my booster in another couple of weeks. You know, and again, I could very well get sick too. I understand that. But anyway, there it is. I'm on record saying it, as I have many times before. Please be safe out there, because it is our community. Members of the board said it just a short period of time ago. You know, we're a small community. We like that small community feel, and we've always banded together. We shouldn't be separating and arguing and fighting each other just because of a difference of opinion. You know, you might not agree with it, but again, we're community. You know, think back a few, you know, handful of years ago when we had a heavy snowfall, you know, 5-7 feet of snow, depending on where you live. Neighbors were helping neighbors clear out their driveway, shovel off their roof, pushing cars, you know, out of the driveway so they clear things. That's what Boston is. So I will carry that flag. I will carry that message, say we are a community and we have to stick together. Again, you're entitled to your opinion, and I certainly respect that, but I don't think it's the point where I'm hearing the stories where friends and family and others are separating because of opinions. So
I'm getting off my soapbox on that, but I want us to stay strong. The Boston Library had the Boston Strong swag, you know, the shirts and the sweatshirts, et cetera. I couldn't agree more. We got to stay Boston strong. This is the town of Boston. We can do better. I know we can. And, you know, with that, I'm going to stop talking about COVID because, again, sadly, we're going to be talking about this for a little while. So please be safe out there. We do intend on having our next town board meeting, and it will be most likely virtual. That information will be shared out on the town website as well as the social media channel. That town board meeting will be on December 15th. And then we're upon the holiday season. So everyone, please stay safe. I will make a motion to end the meeting at 8:03 p.m.
I'll second. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.
Hi, everyone. Good night.
Good night.